1 Timothy chapter 5. Don't scold an elder, but reason with him like a father, and the younger men like brothers, the elder women like mothers, the younger like sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow has children or nephews, let them learn first to show godliness at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. And these things give in charge so that they'll be blameless. But if any man doesn't provide for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Don't let a widow be added to the membership list who's less than 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported about for good works, if she has raised children, if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to grow wanton against Christ, they'll marry, having damnation, because they have thrown off their first faith. And with that, they learn to be idle, wandering around from house to house. And not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things that they ought not. Therefore, I want the younger women to marry, have children, guide the house, give no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some have already turned aside to follow Satan. If any man or woman that believes has widows, let them relieve them, so the church won't have to do it, so that it can relieve those who are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn," and "the laborer is worthy of his reward." Don't receive an accusation against an elder except before two or three witnesses. Those who sin, scold before all, so that others will also fear. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by favoritism. Don't lay hands suddenly on any man, nor be partaker of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Drink no longer just water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow afterward. Likewise also, the good works of some are clear beforehand, and those who are otherwise can't be hidden.